I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back with a very cool show. This show is awesome. It's just a fun time. What we do here is we get behind the closed doors and we talk about all kinds of stuff that happens in our real estate business that we don't typically talk about. And there's probably reasons that we don't. And I have Brandon here. Brandon's my co-host for the show. He's the one that came up with this idea. So
Hello, everyone. We
have him in here again. And we have a guest, another guest from our office. It's Jordan Kreitz. Jordan, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. So you have a little bit of a frog in your throat, I heard.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay, just check it. So you have some stories that you sent us, or a story, I should say, that you sent us, which is really cool. And it's like on the creepy side.
And I'm really pumped for this because this is kind of the stuff where we've been wanting to hear.
Yeah, the creepy
creepy.
Let it up for Jordan to bring in the creepy stuff, right? You know,
obviously.
I should have known. You have two situations that you explained to us that were kind of creepy, and I agree they are creepy because we read these stories and we're like, whoa, this is definitely creepy. Tell us the first one. It happened in Exeter, which is not too far from here, obviously. And basically, it has to do with, and both are kind of a religious kind of thing going on, right?
Yeah, really weird because it was the same couple who was not religious at all.
Same buyer that looked at both houses.
Yeah. Same day?
No, it was about 3 days apart.
Oh, okay. That's still, okay.
Maybe this is why they're not religious, because this shit happens to them.
I mean,
it would creep me the hell out.
I mean, depending on your level of, you know, religiousness, it can get on the creepy side.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which we are about to hear.
Yeah, this is, it gets a little weird. And this is not to be anything against any religion. Just a little disclaimer. We have nothing wrong with anything. But go ahead and tell me the story about the Exeter with these buyers.
Okay, so picture this. We walk into the basement. Nice big house. I mean, it was like a $350,000 house, right?
Wow.
Not some dump on the street.
So, you know, a nice house can be creepy too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So go into the basement, start to walk. And, you know, there's always weird stuff.
Always. We see
always
so much stuff.
Yes. Basement. Yep. So look over to my left and there's a life-size cardboard cutout of Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, that's
no
nice.
Problem. That's fine.
That's sweet, right? Yeah, I feel good. We're blessed here today. Yeah. We're blessed.
Good feelings in this house.
Good feelings. Yep. Yeah.
Walk past it, show the rest of the basement, turn around, come back. Oddly, it very quickly turned into a hologram of the devil.
Okay. So these people see both sides of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Super creepy. Look over, did a little jump back.
Yeah,
as the devil is now staring me in the face.
So is the devil on the other side of this thing, or is it actually one of those things like a hologram?
Yeah, that's movable.
It's an actual hologram where, like, you know, you look at it one way and then you look at it the other way.
Yeah.
I kind of want to really, trying to picture this, the transformation would be difficult. But it had horns, you said.
Yes.
So you're thinking about going to this house?
I'm going to order one.
Maybe we should get the address and go check this out.
I wish I remember where it was.
You don't remember where it was?
I don't remember the street
address. I'll find it.
What did your clients say? Both ways. Coming, seeing Jesus, leaving, seeing Satan.
I mean, seeing Jesus, they said nothing. It was just like, oh, okay. No big deal, because you see religious
I would not tell Jesus he's no big deal, just so you know. I would probably not say that.
Touche. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, they weren't taken aback by it.
Right, okay. But Satan, on the other hand.
Satan, and I think the husband's exact words were, holy shit, it's the devil.
Wow, that's probably would have been my response, too. I might have used a different word than shit.
Yeah.
But that, you know, but, you know, you got to keep it clean. So they were, were they noticeably shaken?
At that point, no.
No.
The noticeable, like the visible, visceral reaction was at the next house. This one was just kind of like, oh, it's a little weird.
But it does change the vibe of maybe how they might feel about the particular house. Like what really...
Oh, they were ready to get out.
Besides that, was it a possibility for these people to buy it if it wasn't for that?
Yeah, it was a great house. And then we got in the basement, and it was one of those things that they're like, well, if they have that in their basement,
what else do they have elsewhere?
Like, what has gone on in here?
What are the omens?
Some weird stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get it. Yeah. So the same people had another creepy situation. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a couple days later or?
Like 3 days later, go to show him a house in Mooresville. And we pull up to this house. It kind of sits back. It was in the summer, but it was like dusk. So it was already like, oh, yeah. This is nice. You're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. How lovely, right? Walk into the house and you walk in through the kitchen. It seemed nice enough. It seemed like it was like old people lived there. Yeah. That was kind of the vibe you got when you walked in.
Got the old people thing going on. Yeah I get
walk
that.
Walk in through the kitchen. You would.
Old people smell. Did you ever hear about that?
Oh, that's
there's
that's
an old people smell.
Oh, that's a distinct thing.
It's a definite distinct thing. Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead.
So walk through the kitchen, through the dining room. You're in this living room. And oddly, again, immediately on my left is a full like Catholic altar.
Is it a step up? Like a step up in the kitchen or in the living room? Room?
In the living room.
So like where a TV would be.
Well, nothing else in the living room.
It had to be a large living room then. So did they have chairs split out to like sit around it at all?
No.
I don't know.
There wasn't pews there. Candles lit.
There were candles.
Did you hear like, oh. Did you hear like all kinds of singing and stuff?
I wish that's what we would have heard.
Yeah. So you get in, there's an altar.
Yep.
And now that would just definitely be interesting.
It was just like, oh, okay. They're super religious. Like, okay,
yeah, absolutely.
That's fine, right?
Like, did you go back and get the Jesus thing for them?
You know, I should have.
I think that's what I would have done. I would have said, you know what? We have the perfect gift for you.
But do you think I would have been stricken down because of the hologram part?
Oh, the hologram thing would have been, like, yeah, it's true. That would have turned them off a little bit. So an altar.
An altar.
Okay,
and
that's cool.
It's got like, you know, like the cross on top of it.
Okay.
But then it also has like, forgive my ignorance, but the cup. That like the blood of Christ, right? Like it's
chalice?
Got all the communion
chalice?
Yeah, it's got all the communion stuff.
Yeah,
ready to rock. There's candles
so they have
there.
So it's set up for communion.
Yeah, they have actual whole like you know sessions.
Oh, they are having a church service in their house without
the
pews.
So there could have been pews.
There could have been pews. Yeah, there could have been.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
And it probably would have been appropriate.
So people
don't have to stand.
And, you know, in a weird way, if you're able to get this approved, it's like a tax write-off in some
probably
areas.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nonprofit probably. I don't know. Well, it could be a tax write-off. Yeah.
I've heard of people like my, you know, my sister lives south and I see different churches and signs in almost every, you know, every other house. And I asked them about it and it's all for tax purposes.
Interesting. Huh. See, now I would have never thought of that, Brandon.
I don't think these people were thinking that way though, dude.
I can't imagine, but and I don't know. Mm-hmm. It might vary state to state too.
Yeah.
And that living room was not being used for anything but that, you think? I mean, there's no TV,
no sofa. No sofa, no television. I don't think I saw a television anywhere in that house.
Yeah, you wonder if somebody like a minister or something lived there or you know what I mean? Like, that's interesting.
Well, typically ministers live pretty much very close on site. They have their own.
Well, a priest will live right there.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah.
So what do your clients say after this?
Well, so we're like, okay, the husband... He was kind of like into a little bit of the weirdness of it, if you will.
Okay, whatever.
The wife is kind of like, we're not buying this house. Can we please go? So, of course, the husband's like, no. We're seeing the rest of the house.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because
you made it all the way to Mooresville.
Well, and after that, you want to see the rest of the house.
Like, I mean,
what else is happening in here?
Yeah, exactly.
You get upstairs, look at the bedrooms. All seems okay, right? You know, again, very old people. And then.
So now they're very old, not just old.
Well, I mean, like.
Did you see pictures of them?
No.
Oh.
There were no pictures.
No pictures on the wall?
What about the upkeep of the house? Was the house well maintained or was it crummy? I mean.
It wasn't dirty.
No?
No. Okay. I mean, it was fine.
Okay.
Like the beds were made. There was not weird, like.
What? So if you have an altar in your house, that means you don't make your beds? I mean, what?
The pillows were fluffed.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Mints on the pillow.
Yeah, exactly. Like what?
We've all been in houses that aren't crummy.
Oh, of course.
Aren't made and
absolutely.
All of
that. Yeah, I'm talking about like chip paint. Like,
no,
you know,
it was
horrible.
Fine.
Okay.
No, good, totally good. Fine. Yeah.
So okay, cool.
You're around the corner and there's the attic.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah. The attic.
Attic. Mm. Basements and attics always creep me out.
Yeah, of course.
No matter where you're at.
Absolutely.
Right? So there's the attic and it's got that hook and eye latch lock.
For like a padlock.
For a padlock on the attic door.
This is good.
Now the padlock is on it, but unhooked.
Okay.
So I'm like.
So that means you're welcome to go in.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean,
you want to see what you're buying, maybe potentially.
Yeah, of course.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So husband's like, we're going.
And this is a walk-in attic, not a walk-up.
Oh, no, walk-up. Like, walk you have to go up like five steps.
Okay, got it.
Husband is really pushing for all this.
Oh, yeah.
He
loves this.
Yeah,
wife and I are like, do we have to?
You're creeped out. Right. I can tell
I'm done already.
Out.
I'm done.
Yeah, she's out. She left.
Oh, yeah. I wish.
She's in the car right now.
Just let me know when you're done. I'll put the key back in the lockbox.
I wish that was the case. So, open the door because it's my job. I, of course, go up first, right?
Yeah, of course.
So go up, and it's two very large open rooms covered with linoleum floor.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, like the nap pads that your kids sleep on at daycare?
Yep.
Okay. 10 of those-ish, okay, unfolded, made into beds, lined up all along the floor.
Okay.
Like,
no way.
Little kid
hangout.
Haven.
Haven.
Like, tank cots?
Like spread out across the two rooms. Yeah. Like there
Were they made?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were made. It was clean.
That's interesting. With a padlock on that door.
That's cult creepy.
That's a little creepy.
Right, so it's like one of those things where you're like, okay, if there wasn't the padlock on the door, I don't know. Maybe they have foster kids, right? Maybe they do something really, really nice.
Maybe they do yoga.
Still have foster.
Maybe they're into yoga.
Something.
They do group yoga after they read.
They lock themselves in for heat, and you know, it's a heating room.
It didn't feel that way.
Yeah, felt worse than that.
Yeah, it felt bad. So, husband is obviously way into figuring out what's going on.
Sure, no doubt.
The wife and I essentially raced each other down the stairs. We could not get down the stairs and out of that house quick enough.
Weird.
I mean, I'm wondering from the listing agent's point of view, how do you handle that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I always try to tell my clients, take away usually religious or political things. Yeah,
but if they're that into it,
how could it's almost embarrassing to say it to them.
Well, you couldn't. I mean, not gonna say, could you remove your altar? I mean, you could say could you remove your cross, or could you remove and I don't even tell people to do that. See, it's different. Everybody has different ways of doing it. Right. If it's a cross, I tell people not to, just let it go. It's fine. I'd say, like, you know, 80% of the world is Christians, so we're fine. It's okay. Correct.
And the majority of people, I would think, can see beyond a single cross.
Absolutely.
On a wall.
Absolutely. Even, absolutely. And I'm not saying take it.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
What they should have.
Seriously, you need to remove the altar.
But what they really probably should have removed was the creepy kid hangout from the ad.
Yes. I mean, that's more like a jail with a padlock. That's not a hangout. That's a prison.
No, it was horrifying.
That's weird.
But that's really weird. There was an altar in that room as well?
No.
One altar per house.
There's a limit.
There's a limit.
You know, tax write-offs. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
Just one.
You get so much per altar. Oh, man. So that's creepy.
So we race down the stairs. You know, you're out in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of like, you know, there was outbuildings and stuff back from the main road. So I didn't lock my car or anything like that.
Oh,
so I didn't even like say goodbye to my people. Like I shuffled them out, locked the door.
I would have loved to see some video.
You are just rude now. Hey, you were that scared.
It was just really that uncomfortable.
Creepy, yeah. I mean, you kind of were just like, you guys are on your own. See ya.
Well, no, we all left together.
Oh, okay.
The wife was yelling at her husband, like, get your ass down the steps. We're leaving now.
Yeah. Now, there was no indication in the listing pictures that this was going to be anything like this.
No
disclosure.
Do they show a picture of the living room in the photos?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to go back and kind of see.
If you can figure out the address,
we're all over that. I don't recall
if the. I have a feeling there probably wasn't. It was probably angled such that there wasn't.
Right.
We would not have gone to see it.
If you saw that, right?
I mean, there obviously the husband wanted to know what it was all about.
Well, I would too, though.
Hey,
how many times you went to houses when I love doing CSI when I'm showing a house? I mean,
you would.
It's freaking awesome. It's the best part of our job. No, but could you go in there and you're like, these people live really weird. And you're like, okay, let's see. Why are they so weird? And then you start digging in to see why they are so weird.
It's
fun, man. CSI is great. You know what's funny? One thing I always do when I go to a house, too, I don't know if everybody else does this, but I look at all the pictures and go, do I know them?
Oh, 100%.
Do I know?
I get mad when I do know them.
Exactly. And you're like, son of a, why did they use me?
Yeah. I mean,
well, and why did these people that I know have this weird crap in their house?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't know them at that point.
Yeah, it's amazing what we see, right? It's amazing what we see.
We see a lot of stuff. I mean, the Trump.
Tell me about you saw. You saw President Trump in a house. That's amazing.
I mean, we kind of bumped into each
other. Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you
get his autograph?
No, he wasn't able to talk.
I bet he was tweeting you though.
Was he in the attic of the house that I showed?
No. You know what? I think your Jesus and my Trump should go hang out.
Well, though. I think most people would probably say that the Satan on the other side was him. But I don't know.
Possibly, but I walked into a house, beautiful house. Had worked with these clients for a very long time. And we walked in and I'm looking for the light switch. And as I hit the light switch, I see this figure and it's just a huge life-size cardboard cutout of Trump. It scared the hell out of me because I'm not expecting to see anyone else in this little
especially
room
not Trump.
In the basement. And, you know, you
well, just before or after the election?
I was just like, oh, hey, he was president at the time.
He was president at the time.
So
okay.
I was like, oh, like, Mr. President. Hey, Mr. President. Yes, I, you know, shook hands. I fixed his hair.
Any Secret Service around? No Secret Service around?
No, I don't think I'm much of a threat.
I'd agree with that.
So, no, that was probably the one time that I've seen any sort of life-size cutouts like that, you know. So.
Oh, that reminds me. I've had this happen a lot, too. Do you ever go into a room where there's like a large stuffed animal or something? Oh,
and it's like in the corner.
Oh man! And you get the eye, you get it out of the corner, and it scares the bejesus out of you. You're like ah! Yeah. It's like, oh my god!
The fastest double take you've ever done.
Oh man!
Well, people do those pranks where they sit in there.
Oh yeah,
and
exactly.
Then they jump.
I was that freaks me out when I see that too. Yeah. That definitely freaks me out. You know what? This was a good show. I had a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys.
I probably laughed more during this episode than any other so far.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're welcome.
Creepy and fun. You know, I like creepy.
Yeah,
and
that
fun.
Is some weird stuff. Did they ever buy a house?
They did. Muhlenberg Township.
What was it? What was in the
no
house?
Creepiness.
Anything weird?
No creepiness.
Nothing
at all.
Weird.
Awesome.
I've saved them.
What about the Trump people? Did they buy a house?
Yeah, we did.
They bought
a
house
too.
Yeah,
quite
okay,
a bit
good.
Later.
That's good.
Yep.
Awesome. Great time. Good job, Jordan. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you,
what a great show.
Yeah,
if you have anything creepy or scary or gross or smelly or I don't care what it is, if there's something going on that's behind closed doors in real estate, we want to know about it, right? We definitely want to know about it. So let us know. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.